Carville, I am not the least bit concerned, Trump will lose early tomorrow. By Pam Key on November 2, 2020. Former lead strategist for Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign James Carville predicted Monday on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell reports that President Donald Trump will lose the election, and the results will be known early in the evening. Carville said, "First of all, we're going to know the winner of this election by 10 o'clock tomorrow night. What people are doing is unnecessarily scaring people and making them unnecessarily nervous." He continued, "That event in North Carolina, a state if he loses, I don't want to wait on Pennsylvania if he loses in North Carolina he's going to lose. That event was literally insane. You're in eastern North Carolina, a state that you've got to win, and you're talking about some pollster at Fox News. It is literally insane that anybody, any politician, would use that as a closing argument. I am not the least bit concerned about the outcome tomorrow night. I'm not the least bit concerned that we're going to have to wait weeks or months to find out what the result is. We are going to know, and we are going to know pretty early." He added, "Look, that bus thing in Texas, yes, I'm mortified. I'm not mortified by the outcome of the election. I'm mortified by potential violence. Look at the early vote. People waiting in line for 11 hours to vote. 10,000 people in line in Harris County, Texas, in the middle of the night. When you tell people you can't do something, or you try to make it harder for them to do, it aggravates the dickens out of them and makes them want to do it more. And all these courts, I think this stuff is backfiring magnificently. I really do. Particularly with black people, the right to vote is inherent in their history. The more you try to keep them from voting, the more they are going to want to vote. You're going to see enormous turnout, and it's going to be driven a lot by you tell me I can't do something, watch me. I'm going to go do it. I see that happening in early vote, and I think it will carry through to election day." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.